This is the Millennial Millionaire Through Real Estate podcast. This episode is sponsored by Infinite Road Destinations, the smartest short-term rental property management group I know, and the group that manages my properties. This is a company that's very close to my heart, run by two of the smartest, most attentive people I know, Claire Rosenberg and Alex Brashears. Claire and I first met when we worked together at NetApp, where she was a top performer and rose crazy fast in the company. And Alex is just one of the most active, genuine people I know in the real estate space. The two of them together bring a blended background of project management, software design, and extensive experience with automation tools and virtual assistants. Through these experiences, they optimize any property to deliver a hands-off experience to owners while delivering the highest occupancy and highest daily rates possible. You guys know I would not recommend anything to anyone in this group that I do not fully endorse or think that is the absolute best product. And this company is that. And like I said before, this is the exact company and people that manage my Airbnbs. If you don't believe me, here are a few of the other tools and services that come along with the team: listing optimization, guest support and approval, communication and reservations, key exchange and management, dynamic pricing, welcome kit creation, listing advertising and marketing, vendor management, including cleaners, maintenance, handyman, runners, and monthly property reports. To learn more, check out shorttermmadeeasy.com or email info@shorttermmadeeasy.com. And on the form, just mention that you heard it here or mention my name. So give it a try. You have nothing to lose and they offer a satisfaction guarantee. And I assure you guys, you will not be disappointed. What's up, guys? Back for another Friday personal episode. This is going to be also a little bit of a different version of the Friday personal episodes. This is going to be kind of more of like an ask me anything or questions that I've been getting a lot more of lately, or just like common questions that I think people get stuck on. So we can just kind of jump right into it. Before we do, two announcements. Tomorrow night is the multifamily meetup. I will mention this a little later in the show, but this is with DXE for people that are interested in multifamily or syndication. Wow, I'm realizing right now this is not going to be out in time. Anyway, I'm still keeping this. We're going to keep this in the show because this is real and I want to just say it. For anyone that's interested in multifamily, even if it's not tomorrow night, check this out in the Facebook group. These are going to be marked events and we're going to be just kind of staying consistent with it through the rest of the quarter. But these are awesome opportunities to learn more about multifamily, especially in really small settings where you can ask operators specific questions about your scenario or how they've done things. And for now, not that many people join these. It's like usually less than 10 people. I do expect that to change, but you can get on early and now talk to people that are actually doing what you want to do. And they're really willing to jump on the phone after. So if you have questions about multifamily, check that out. The second announcement, quick plug, you guys know I never do those, so sorry, but I just have to right now because I'm really excited about this other thing, is book club. I announced it in a couple of places, but we're going to be doing more and some giveaways with it, but be on the lookout for that. But if you're looking to read more or kind of be more surrounded with like-minded individuals around business, education, learning, one of my big kind of mantras is to just like surround yourself with better people. That's why I love masterminds. And this is another way to do that. It's really cheap. There is just a $5 a month thing just because people check out and we want people to show up. And also we want to try to get authors on. The money isn't going to them, but it's just more to get the group big and engage. And then we can have better authors on and just kind of have more of a community than just people that don't show up for books. But anyway, just started and it's going to be a really fun thing. We're going to be doing monthly calls and just a lot of stuff in the Facebook group and kind of just learning and community around that. So I highly recommend you guys check that out. So without any further ado, let's just jump right into the questions and the episode. So the first thing that I've been getting a lot of is people asking, should I quit my job to do real estate full time? So after I put a post up on LinkedIn a couple weeks ago, a lot of people from tech or corporate were reaching out and just not liking their jobs, which I can obviously completely understand because I just didn't like mine. I liked it enough. And my view on a job is like, if you can have certain jobs that give you ultimate time freedom, that is the best job you can have. But if you don't like a job, it's still a job and it's something that you're just not going to be happy with. So then it's about making a plan for an exit. But for me, my short answer is probably not to quit, probably not even to change, especially if you're in like a sales or commission-based role, because things get much harder when you don't have consistent job history or consistent financial history. So my view is basically just do as much as you can while you have the job and kind of use them the way they use you. I hate to say it, but it is the truth. They would cut you as easily as you would do something like this. And you just got to get yours. Like you got to make sure that your glass is full before someone else's. So I would still set a deadline for the goal of what you want to do, when you want to be out. And I would really just make sure to max out your residential loans. Like that's what I did. And the week that I left NetApp was the week that I closed on the last property of a residential debt or a residential loan that I wouldn't be able to get after that. So I really recommend everyone to just try to see those through, even if it's tough. But I have a lot more videos coming out around how to be more productive and kind of hide more in your job so that you can kind of do more of your side hustle or what makes you happy and maybe not be found as you're doing it. So I know it sounds bad and weird, but your productivity shouldn't drop. And I'm not saying stop doing your job. I'm saying just do more effective versions of your job so that you can get time back and do what you actually really like, build a business, and then be able to step away from it and not really care if you get fired or leave or they do a layoff, then you can do it on your own terms. So that's the first question. Should I quit my job or leave my job? And my answer is typically no. Okay. Second thing, where do you find property managers for regular properties or Airbnbs? This is a great question. Something that I think people will always struggle with until robots are just running properties for us, which I don't think will happen either. But from a high level, my strategy consists of two or three things. For regular properties, it starts in two places, Google searching and then Facebook groups. Usually for the Google searching, I'll just have this VA that helps me with scraping data, just kind of do a search in that area and he'll just put everything into a spreadsheet and maybe even do like a first email or first call just to say, hey, we'd love to talk to you. We're looking at property in this area. Could we just set up a 15-minute call? And then I'll get on and talk to them, kind of feel them out, see if we have rapport, understand their style, and take it from there. And then kind of validate that against anyone I know in the area. Or then in the Facebook groups, what I would do is make a post asking for recommendations or just start reaching out to like 10 investors a day and asking if they like theirs. They will usually tell you because it's either very good or very bad. And between that and the Google searching, this isn't like a perfect science, but that is a way to get a list of people and then start cross-checking and doing research. And then between references and you getting a feel for that person, you should be able to find a person in that area that charges, I would say, a fair amount, you know, like market rate. And that'll be different depending on if you're in the Midwest or the Northeast or if it's short-term rental. We can do more content on that. But from a high level, you know, long-term rentals should be, if you're like not massive size, should be like under 10%. And then I would say short-term rentals could be anywhere from 10 to 20% depending on the size of your unit, where it's located, and how much attention you think it needs. So that's from a high level how I would go about kind of searching for that and finding that. So that is property management. Number three, this is just one that I feel like is an important question to always be kind of, well, thinking about for beginners is how do I get started or how did I get started? And the answer will almost always be the same if you're single or under 30. And then it kind of just comes back to your ambition level. But the answer that I typically give is house hacking. It's very cliche, but for those that aren't familiar with it, you guys probably are at this point, but it just consists of buying something, renting out either the other rooms or units, and living for free. And by living in it yourself, you can put very little down. So you don't need a lot of money to do this. And you can basically remove your cost of living, which is huge. Or in some cases, you can even make money to live. So that is awesome. That is how I got started exactly multiple times. And I think anyone that wants to get in the game can try that strategy and learn about it. And it's a very nice training wheel step because you're not putting a lot of cash out. You are getting kind of the feel for closing and due diligence and getting tenants in the property. And then you can always just do more after that. So it's a great start. It's how I started. And if you really want it, it is a potential step down in quality of life, but it's worth doing if you want to completely change your financial trajectory and get into the game. So that's what I recommend. Those are the three questions. Should I quit my job? Where to find property managers and how to get started? What is top of mind for me right now and some progress and challenges are three things: content creation, wholesaling, and the podcast course. So content creation has just been like an obsession of mine in the last like 2 weeks. But I just don't like doing stuff that is spray and pray or doesn't have a plan. Something that I think about a lot of myself is I can take tons of action when I feel like I have a base. I can't build a house, I feel like, on sand. So I need a foundation. And then from there, I can just go. So for me, what that kind of consisted of was like learning about how some other people do it, some of their best practices of like scripting a YouTube video, filming it, and then redistributing all that content so that you feel like you're kind of getting leverage from something. But for me, what that really came down to is just coming up with a routine or practice for scripting YouTube videos and then sitting down and filming YouTube videos, even though I'm extremely uncomfortable with it and I feel like I stink at it, but just needing to force myself to do it. And that's why I love accountability, because just forced to do it. So that is what it is. But for me, what that looks like is just every night now, my kind of routine is just like for 30 minutes before bed, I just try to write one more YouTube video. I don't always get that done, but most of the time I do. And then in the morning, I'll just go through kind of like the draft of it and try to clean it up and schedule a film date. And then we kind of just queue up our release dates. So the way I do that, just like logistically, is I am scripting it in Notion in just like a blank template. And then I will edit it there, tweak it, put in any pictures or let's say like B-roll links or stuff that we want to have kind of like flash onto the page. And from there, I'll edit it again in Notion. Then I will move it into Buffer, or now Lindsay Hunnell, who is helping with content creation, I mentioned her a couple of times, she will review it and move it into Buffer. And then from there, we will send it to, I will not send it to anyone. I will film it, which I have to just sit down and do, which I'm literally staring at my ghetto camera setup, which whatever works. And I will film it. Then we will send it to our editor, who I believe is in Croatia, but we found her on Upwork. She's been doing a great job. And she edits the videos, sends them back. Lindsay watches them because she's got a good eye for just seeing how things come off and like how graphics look. So she watches it. If she has any like revisions or edits, she'll send those back to the editor, either just verbally or written or through a tool called Frame.io, which is really cool, where you can basically make edits on video in like timestamps. So you could say like, oh, at this time there should be something that pops up on the page or get rid of this or whatever. So it's really easy to just make editing collaborative instead of sending a lot of emails or messages and getting on meetings just a lot faster. So that's content creation. That's been a big time. I've been happy with how I've been pushing myself to get more videos out, and TikToks. You're going to be seeing a lot more of that. So I've been batch recording TikToks. I think I got like 6 done today and I got 2 YouTube videos done today. So Tuesdays are my content days, my personal stuff. So this is being recorded on Tuesday the 6th, and that's it for content. So there will be more there. Bear with me as I get better at this, guys, but you get to see the come up. You get to see the learn. And I don't mean the come up like I'm going to be anything special, but I just mean you're going to see like the stumbling at the beginning, and then you'll see me hopefully get better at it. So that's cool. Wholesaling. I realized I had a huge gap in understanding systems of actually locking properties up virtually. This is something that I don't know how big or small this business is going to grow, but for now, even if it's just a deal here and a deal there, we need a process of having virtual assistants kind of be able to warm up leads and then have our acquisitions person just lock them up if they're able to be done, or you can do so. Whatever, can't speak today, but if that can be done. So we're working through that. That just consists of like training, speaking to mentors, watching some videos, and maybe kind of just getting a better handle on who we need to help with some little activities in person. But we're kind of just working through that, and we got some good deals in the pipeline. So it's just a matter now of closing them and then getting them signed. So that's the wholesale stuff. A podcast course. This has been a challenge. I will just say, everyone talks about how easy it is to launch a course and to make money. We do have some sales, which is cool. But like, it's not as easy as everyone says, even though I really believe in the content. Like most people who start a podcast, I see fail, or they just don't ever get momentum with it. And then they get really kind of like sporadic. I really believe in this. It's just, we had a really like long learning curve of like all this marketing world. Like there's so much to it, and you hear all these words and some of them actually mean stuff and others don't. Like everyone's saying the word funnel, and there's actual funnel tools versus sales funnels, and just like a whole world to it. So we've just been working through that. We have a coach who is like a marketing funnel coach and also Facebook stuff. And I mean, like, it's just been a process. So we're going to be seeing more with that. And I'll be talking about it more, of just like learnings with that. And kind of like, if I was starting over again, what I wish I would have known. Because again, there's not that much curated content out there for free. And then the people that charge for it, it's insane what these people charge for quote unquote funnel building or kind of like marketing, where they're just like creating a canned template and copying it. They're charging $5,000. So pretty funny. But yeah, I can be kind of your guys' guinea pig if you want, and put some more stuff about how we're doing it, put some more stuff out, I mean, and just talk through that. So that's the top 3 kind of focuses and progress and challenges. All right, I'm going to fly through the content I'm checking out, because actually have a podcast interview in 3 minutes. So here we go. Content I'm checking out and consuming. I already mentioned it. I'm not going to plug it too hard again, but the book club I'm actually really excited about. It's getting me back into like reading and accountability with reading. So if you guys have any questions about that, the link will be in the bio. Or if you guys want to check it out, be part of the community. And I already mentioned the plug for Multifamily tomorrow night, but that's like what is kind of consuming me again, because it's making me just relearn a lot of things. So like rereading a lot of new things for the books, but also for Multifamily. Josh and Donato have just been amazing with like reteaching and relearning. So it's kind of re-sparked the interest in Multifamily for me, because that's probably what I'll start to think about again in like a quarter or two, either investing as a limited partner or doing a JV deal with someone, just because I can't get residential loans anymore myself. And I do think Multifamily is just where I'll probably end up, unless I keep doing, you know, Airbnb stuff. But yeah, that's probably where I'm at right now. So just more learning and more focus there. Just so much content out there, but these guys have been great. And then a lot of Joe Farrell stuff is always good to sprinkle in there. I'm almost done with The Effective Executive. It's a little bit of a dry read, but it is an awesome read if you feel like you need to be more productive. So my advice would be check it out, but there will be parts you might want to skim that do get dry and you can just keep moving. So 20 pages a day and you will be happy you did it. A documentary I just saw, Seaspiracy on Netflix, highly recommend. I'm not going to give too much away, but just definitely makes you think differently about the media and pollution and all that. And some things are kind of weird out there. The last thing is a podcast that really impacted me this week. Like if you take nothing else from this episode, check out this podcast. Tony Robbins and Tim Ferriss part two, just an amazing episode. Like I'm going to re-listen to this one probably two or three times, but it's just like anyone that's in a funk or feels lazy or just like sort of not clear on stuff. Tony is just, he's Tony for a reason, man. Like it's just amazing what he does in that episode. He even stumps Tim like two or three times, just really interesting to hear. But I've been listening to more stuff on like less real estate and business and more on like happiness. Which I know is a little cheesy, but I think that's just kind of what we're all after in this. So I've been just listening more about that stuff. I'm sure I'll go back to business and real estate soon. But you know, for me, being in kind of this like open time freedom now and just exploring new projects, that's been really important to me. So yeah, that's the content. Well, pretty much it, guys. Hope you have an awesome rest of your week or weekend. And that's it. Have a great one. Talk to you. Bye.
Hey, you millennial millionaire, do you want more? Then head to the Millennial Millionaires Through Real Estate Facebook group, where there are tons of step-by-step walkthroughs, tools, templates, and free networking to help you achieve financial freedom through real estate. And if you want Jonathan to help you personally reach your goals, then feel free to set up a one-on-one call in the link below or message him on any social media platform and apply to, well, work with Jonathan.